Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update. We've got a couple of accidents still active. Taylor Road at I-85, there was an injury involved there. It's backed up if you're approaching East Chase on your right. Going to be right in front of you before the bridges. Chantilly Parkway at Chantilly Drive. That's right in front of Home Depot. We have an accident there as well, still working. Light to moderate all over the city. I-65 at 85. No issues on the interstates. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location at the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Happening now at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto, it's the BF Goodrich President's Day promo.
Get a $50 Visa reward card rebate plus a matching instant in-store rebate when you purchase four select BF Goodrich tires. That's right, a total of $100 in rebates for 1 week only.
Don't miss the in-store matching rebate on BF Goodrich happening now.
See store for details or visit GraysTireCenter.com for locations.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
Today is February 18th, National Battery Day. I get a charge out of this electrifying day. More power to ya on National Battery Day. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must be going and going and going and going and going and going and going.
Speaking of going, Fox News going soon, but not quite yet. It's 4.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
I'm Steve Rappaport. The White House saying the U.S. is willing to talk to Iran about both countries getting back to compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Iran is a long way from compliance. Our focus is on working with our partners and allies to engage and coordinate on a range of issues, including the future of the Iran nuclear deal.
Former President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the agreement. Crews scrambling to restore power in Texas after a historic storm left about 3 million customers in the dark.
This isn't about the blame game. This is about the make sure this never happens again game.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson, pipes are burst across the state. Boil water orders in place. In-person and virtual schools are scrapped. With temps down in the teens again tonight.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Opinion posted on Facebook to fight.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACB. Thought that was the appropriate thing to play out of Fox. We are expecting our new news service to begin soon. So I'm looking at a video. It's a TikTok. Getting big on TikTok these days. And it's the title of the video sent by listener John is, "Tell me this guy is not senile." So why don't we see what's on this.
Expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer. And some of it will come as early, begin to come in early summer, but by the midsummer, what? That this vaccine will be there. And the order, and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50%, from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. But we want to make, look, that's, I want to repeat.
What?
It'll be enough to fully vaccinate 300 Americans.
Wow. 300. Are they going to have a big lottery or something and get the 300 lucky people?
It's sad.
Yeah. It's sad, pathetic, and we're supposed to believe that 80 million people witnessed a performance like that and said, let's put him in the White House. Because Trump, what's he done? It's just, you know, I don't know what to say anymore.
I know.
And it's only going to get worse. Dementia, which is a horrific condition for anybody to deal with. I mean, you don't wish it on anybody, political or otherwise. But on the other hand, we generally don't put people that are in early onset dementia into jobs of great responsibility. So you know that all of his strings are being pulled. This is Obama 2.0. Look at, we're going right back to the crap that was so great for us, like the Iran deal and on and on and on. This is just nuts. But like when we were talking to David Blackman, what can we do about it right now? Shall we have another insurrection? I should post the guy that made the video on TikTok said, this guy's cheese has slid off the cracker. Should I post that?
I've never heard that expression.
You learn something new on the show every day, Rosie. Yeah. Now, it'll be interesting to see since if you upload, let me see if I can upload this video. Video, 4:06 p.m. And I am, I gotta put something here. Damn it. Can we get a keyboard that at least has a light on it that tells you when the all caps button is pressed? I hate it when I start typing. You can't see it. I know there is one, but you can't see it.
It's buried under all that dust.
Look, I have dust on my keyboard at home, and I can see the light. I saw the light. So let's see how long it takes Facebook to let me post this. Your post is being processed, which means it's being examined by our Facebook censors. And we'll let you know if we decide it's okay to put it up there or not.
It's being fact-checked.
Bob Skinner, thank you for sending that our way. We appreciate it. What else do we have? White privilege card for sale. Oh, is this it over here?
Blair gave you that, didn't
she? Yeah, you know, we can spend, unless you want to distract me with phone calls at 272-9228, I have a book that I can read to you if you want some bedtime stories today. The title of the book is, this book is Anti-Racist, 20 Lessons on How to Wake Up, Take Action, and Do the Work, by Tiffany Jewell and Aurelia Durand. Now, first of all, I'm looking on the inside cover here, and I don't see the documentation or the credentials that declare with certainty that either one of these women doesn't have their own prejudices or bigotry's going on. We're just supposed to take their word for it. In the foreword, excuse me, my error, To all of you, I wrote this book for you. It's for everyone. The words on these pages are for our ancestors and those who should not yet be our ancestors, but who passed on too soon. I wrote this for you out of a love for liberation and our humanity. This is the book I wish I had when I was younger, and it's the book I will share with my own children. It contains information I never learned when I was younger, and you'll probably not be taught in school. Let's see what some of the... In this section, prejudice is personal, the history we carry, knowing our history, we are our history. But here's the one thing that this book and none of these other woke a-holes seem to understand. You can't change it. Let me refer to the website from the town in which I was born, and I can't do a damn thing about it, Chicago. In Chicago, they are considering the removal of 51 statues, including Abe Lincoln, Ulysses Grant, who did one of the most courageous... one of the most courageous acts at a time when he probably upset more people than pleased by freeing a slave that was given to him and who stood up throughout the war and his presidency and really advanced civil rights. But no, they want to tear his statue down because he wasn't woke enough in 1865 or till his death to suit today's crowd. They just assume everybody should be thinking the way we are because we're just so effing brilliant. So while Chicago is busy trying to figure out which 51 statues, which of them they should just tear down, I'm thinking one of the more famous ones is, and it'll probably come down, Columbus, Statue of Columbus, which is located near Genoa Drive and Columbus Drive or near Grant Park, near the lakefront, big statue of Columbus there. That may be gone. They may have already pulled that one down during the riots last year. So they've got, that's their big task. We gotta figure out which ones of these 51 statues we gotta remove. Meanwhile, 76 Chicagoans have been removed from this earth since January 1st this year, shot and killed in cold blood. 78 homicides altogether, and if my math is correct, that's close to two a day. This is not a new problem there. It's still happening in the places it always did, except they've kind of widened their gang turf a little bit. I don't see anybody with even an attempt to solve that problem. Defund the police, that'll work. And why would a police officer want to work in one of these areas where these murders occur so frequently? Because if they actually defend an innocent person and kill a thug, their life may be over for doing their job. And here, what was that thing the mayor's in now?
That task force.
Yeah. Yeah, our mayor's part of a task force on something about, better community security, when our murder rate per capita is close to Chicago's. All these brilliant people, and then this is their suggested solution. Want to talk about something fun? We could do that too. I really don't care. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing this afternoon, and I think you and I, a lot of you feel the same way I do. It's just getting harder and harder and harder to deal with all of it. Let me, before we take Blair's call, talk about Jack Ingram Volkswagen. I've worked with many car dealerships during my radio time in Miami and other places. And when I came here, that was one of the first places I did a remote broadcast. And I loved it. I thought, man, this is very cool. This is very unique, the way this store is set up. Was immediately impressed with the product knowledge and professionalism of the salespeople. But what I want you to look at right now are certified pre-owned opportunities with Volkswagen that are amazing. They've got low mileage, like this 2019 Volkswagen Atlas, an incredible van. I sat in one. I didn't drive it, but I sat in one at the store just a couple of weeks ago. It feels like you're putting on an expensive outfit. It's so comfortable. It's only got 8,000 miles, so the depreciation, somebody else has paid that. This 2019 still has about 24,000 warranty miles left in the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper. You can save a ton of money on that. They've got a 2019 Beetle with only 5,000 miles. Again, the depreciation has been paid. You get the deal. And that's another revelation. Anybody that ever used to own one of the original Bugs, as we called them, they were rather Spartan automobiles. They got you where you needed to go. Gas mileage was cheap, but not big on luxury. The Volkswagen, the Beetle of today, is, especially these convertibles, they're just hot little machines. So if you don't love what you drive, it's time to rethink that equation. And the first place to go to do that is Jack Ingram Volkswagen on the Boulevard. Visit jackingramvolkswagen.com. They'll bring a car to your home or office, do all the paperwork off-site. If that's what works best for you, it's their concierge service. Just order it up at jackingramvolkswagen.com. Now we can speak with Blair. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Great time last night.
Yes. We had a pretty impressive turnout last night, considering the weather was... Yes, new people, including Steve, who called in the show.
I wanted to clear something up. I gave the book anti-racist. This was an anti-racist book. I bought that at a store that had it in the children's, not children's, but preteen section. Mm-hmm. And I walked past it. And came back. I went in there to close my account because they're not selling my pillow product. And so I almost didn't buy it. And when I stopped, I came back by, something drew me to it. And I picked it up, and on the back, it talks about how the book will help you empower children to stand up to adults. Now, that's not saying they're going to teach you good old-fashioned values of respect for authority and loving your parents like the Bible says. So that book is not something I'm endorsing. It is something that I bought because I wanted the knowledge to know what kind of crap is being put out there for our young people to read. It's a very dangerous book.
I've been browsing the chapters.
It's awful.
Oh, here's that famous, "Oh, we are the ones we've been waiting for." Yeah? Where's the one on freedom here? I didn't realize we still...
It was shocking. I started it. I flipped through it. I told you last night I flipped through it. I could decide that I could not read the whole thing, that I had better things to do. So I only brought it to you just for information purposes, for you to allow people to know not to buy it.
Well,
and I love you guys. Thank you for letting me speak.
And I appreciate you giving me this because it's good to know we can't deal with the problem until we know what the propaganda is that we're fighting.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to know your enemy.
That's right.
Okay. Take care, Blair.
Thanks.
272-9228. They're looking for somebody to work parts at Adams Motorsports. Our buddy Terry Adams, unable to be with us today, not feeling well, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. But if you'd like to work for some great people, Lynn and Terry Adams are two of the nicest people I've had the privilege of knowing in my time here. And they'll teach you everything you need to know. They need somebody at the parts counter. Stop by Adams Motorsports to fill out a job application. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. That is something that, yes, you do need to do in person. That's Adams Motorsports. Help at the parts counter. 420.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
420. I'm going to wander around until I bump into Joe Biden.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have an accident. East Boulevard right in front of Surplus Warehouse as you approach Troy Highway. Use caution there. Taylor Road, still an accident in play just before I-85 as you pass the East Chase entrance. And Chantilly Parkway at Chantilly Drive. That's going to be right at the entrance to Home Depot. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Light to moderate everywhere else around the city. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Shopping is incredible at Premier Place. Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ask you with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police say a man was shot in the 5700 block of Troy Highway today. He was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made at this time. Help is on the way for Montgomery students struggling academically and emotionally from the coronavirus pandemic. City officials and the Montgomery Education Foundation partnered to offer a summer learning program at Parks and Rec locations throughout the city. It will be for kindergarten through fifth grade. More details are expected in the coming weeks. Montgomery police need your help to find a man wanted on robbery charges. Authorities say that on February 10th, a man robbed a business in the 5000 block of Vaughn Road. They say he drove away in a white Chevrolet pickup truck. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Your tip could lead to a cash reward. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here we go again. Another batch of cold air funneling into the state on gusty winds. Tonight, sharply colder. Overnight low temperature 33. Gusty northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will add insult to injury. Tomorrow, expect another cold winter's day with a high temperature only in the mid-40s, but the winds will make it seem colder. Then we'll fall to the mid-20s on Friday night. Over the weekend, sunshine, near 55 on Saturday, into the low 60s on Sunday. We're starting a warming trend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Her name is Rosie. It's roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I suck at this job.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be the thing.
I just wanna smash your face in.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm dying over here.
You gotta have something.
You're nasty.
If you wanna be.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Good grief.
I'm not trying to be your...
You are a meathead.
Cause that's even...
Roy!
It's too cold for me.
Oh, I didn't drink.
I'm not trying to be your...
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
You're brilliant.
I've made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
I kill you!
And I'm not stuck.
Awesome!
Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No!
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
You dumbbell!
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
It's the end of the world.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Well, that's hot.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I love you, and you guys are so much better than television.
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
I dropped my hot pocket.
Hey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Oh, mama.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with
me. Oh, someone's in a mood.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Media.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
There's a sale at Penny's.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
You gotta have something.
Not bad.
Yeah, it was good.
So bad it was good.
Especially... Do-do-do-do-do. That's so funny.
That just cracked me up.
Yeah.
I forget when he did that. But Rusty wisely pulled it off the audio chain and sent it to me. And it has come in handy. All right, we're at 4:30. We're halfway through this trip to 6 o'clock that we do here every afternoon. It's been really slow. Joey's mentioned the same thing. And what was the comment you made earlier, Rosie, that it's just like people are in shock?
People are overwhelmed, I think, in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Because we not only have, you know, the politics and the weather and all of this going on, people have real-life family drama.
Yeah.
I mean...
By the way, did you notice this morning? I heard it on Fox. I called him out on the morning show. I try not to get too political. The jobs number that came out today was dismal. And isn't it funny when there's a Democrat in the White House, when the numbers suck, they always say, oh, the number of unemployment claims was higher than expected. That shows how fundamentally ignorant they are, for starters, because when Democrats are in office, people lose their jobs. Ask anybody that had some connection to the Keystone Pipeline. Businesses that were making parts for, people that were working on the pipeline, companies that ship and everything else. Thousands out of work. For what? For what? Because we're ready to leave fossil fuel behind in the rearview mirror? You got to be kidding.
As evidenced in Texas.
Uh-huh. So... And that number wasn't just higher by a few. It was higher by over 100,000. Just like last week. Again, higher than expected. What? Why would you expect them to be good? What actions have they taken You know, they've got all this money they want to send all over the world that's all built into this bullcrap, this shaving cream stimulus bill. Why do you realize that everything I just said went into a text I was going to send to a coworker? Pardon me, I have to erase this. I cannot accidentally send this to somebody.
No.
And somebody I know that listens to the show, but she doesn't need to get a 500-word. Look at this. It's a tick, 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 tick. Unreal. That's how things go. Hey, I got a 9.6 on the roll call.
Yeah.
From Chuck Cordy. By the way, the key lime pies are coming back.
Yay.
And we will have some Saturday. Just wanted to mention that. And thanks again to everybody that came out to Baumhauer's last night. But it was so cool to hear from Stephen and his mom. It's great when you see, and you know, like Rich and I were talking, that's how we used to be. We were into the media at a very young age, and it was really cool when you had a chance to meet somebody that was in it that could maybe give you a little advice on how to find that kind of career for yourself. Quick break at 4:32.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
By the powers vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Yes, sir.
It is 4:34.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're very busy on the interstate through downtown Montgomery right now, but no issues on I-65 or 85. We're busy on Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown, and we have 2 accidents still working. Eastern Boulevard in front of Surplus Warehouse right at Troy Highway, and on Taylor Road at I-85. Use caution in both of those places. Look for emergency vehicles. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Shopping is incredible at Premier Place. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their 3 facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police need your help to find a man wanted on robbery charges. Authorities say that on February 10th, a man robbed a business in the 5000 block of Vaughn Road. They say he drove away in a white Chevrolet pickup truck. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Your tip could lead to a cash reward. Montgomery police say a man was shot in the 5700 block of Troy Highway today. He was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made at this time. Help is on the way for Montgomery students struggling academically and emotionally from the coronavirus pandemic. City officials and the Montgomery Education Foundation partnered to offer a summer learning program at Parks and Rec locations throughout the city. It will be for kindergarten through fifth grade. More details are expected in the coming weeks. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here we go again. Another batch of cold air funneling into the state on gusty winds. Tonight, sharply colder. Overnight low temperature 33. Gusty northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will add insult to injury. Tomorrow, expect another cold winter's day with a high temperature only in the mid-40s, but the winds will make it seem colder. Then we'll fall to the mid-20s on Friday night. Over the weekend, sunshine near 55 on Saturday into the low 60s on Sunday. We're starting a warming trend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everywhere it is freezing, piles of snow are increasing, the cars are all stuck, even the salt truck. This terrible winter's out of hand. Icicles on eyelashes, frozen snot on mustaches. It's 7 below. Never been this cold. This terrible winter's out of hand. When I have to go shovel my driveway, gotta dig a path out of my house. We're getting another foot by Friday. Overtime for the guy who drives the plow. It'll warm up in 1 week and get sloppy and slushy. I'm slipping on ice and getting frostbite. This terrible winter's out of hand.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Here's Rosie to tell us who has joined us on the phone.
It sounds like Loretta or Manetta Jenkins from the One Place Family Justice Center.
Hi, I'm Greg. Who's this?
This is Loretta Jenkins. I'm a board member of the One Place Family Justice Center.
We're so glad that you were able to call in. Will Marjorie be joining us?
Yes, she should be joining us soon.
Okay, so when the phone rings, it'll be Marjorie and I can conference the two of you. But let's talk to you first. This is a subject that's near and dear to me because I was very involved in a group called Women in Distress during my South Florida days. And you guys are having a fundraiser. And before we get into detail on that, I'd like you to tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do at the One Place Family Justice Center.
Oh, yes, indeed. The One Place Family Justice Center provides services to victims of sexual assault, domestic violence, rape. It's a one-stop shop. We have, and Marjorie's going to go in a lot of detail, so I don't want to go in too much detail on it, but it's a one-stop shop for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, to get the services they need under one roof. And it's located here in Montgomery. Hello?
Yes.
Is Marjorie on?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a voice. Okay.
But I was going to ask, and I'm totally behind your fundraiser and plan to publicize it on our other shows here and social media as well.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I have to believe, though, that your services have been under a much higher level of demand because so many people have had issues, you know, with the coronavirus lockdowns and so forth. And some people, it's taken a terrible toll on mental health. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it has.
So
the numbers haven't.
I was just going to say it's really important that we make this fundraiser successful so you have the resources needed to help people when they come to you.
Yes, that's correct. You know, with COVID, you see an increase in the number of domestic violence. The rates have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's partially because families are at home and they're under a lot of stress. There's job loss. And so it's causing tension, and a lot of times people are lashing out on their significant other or children, and so you do an anxiety and depression because of COVID. And so the services are needed. We are seeing numbers have increased because of the pandemic. So yes, we want to, for people to know about us, who we are and what we do, and to utilize those services.
Aminetta, we are going to be joined now by Marjorie, so I do this, and then we bring in Marjorie Baker, also from the One Place Family Justice Center. Good afternoon to you, Marjorie.
Hello. How are you?
Good. We're eager to help you succeed with the fundraiser you have going, and we were just discussing the demand on services provided by the One Place Family Justice Center has probably been tough to keep up with. You know, especially with the resulting issues coming out of the lockdowns and people just not living normal lives.
Exactly. It has been somewhat challenging. We have not closed. We have remained open to provide services throughout the last 9 or 10 months. And between trying to make sure that the staff is safe, the victims who walk into our building are safe, we have been challenged a little bit. And we are seeing an increase throughout the United States. Some stats through some research is showing that there has been an increase up to 40% of more cases of domestic violence, child abuse, sexual assault, and human trafficking. So it is a major issue already. And then with the mandates that relate to safer at home,
right,
is counterproductive for victims.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you're aware of the terrible snow situation that they've had in Texas. And part of that, as if things weren't bad enough prior to this paralyzing winter blizzard, the increase in domestic violence cases there, because people, not only are they confined with those stresses, but they have no power. You know, they're living in tents in their own homes, trying to stay warm. It's really been a rough winter in that regard as well. So, yeah, I totally understand that the safer at home thing could be very counterproductive to situations that are on the edge. And nobody should have to suffer through this. It's just, there's no need for it. But we got to make sure that you have the resources you need to help people when they come to you. By the way, let me ask both of you, have we made some progress in people? Usually when somebody's a victim of domestic violence, some many may actually think it's their fault, even though they're the one that's been beaten or abused, male or female. And do they have trouble reaching out for help? How can we shed some light on that part of it?
Of course, it is difficult because you are exactly correct. The dynamic of feeling like there, number one, is no help out there, particularly with the COVID, where sometimes there are rumors about law enforcement not being available, or hospitals to receive medical services not being safe to enter. And then our society is really not shining the light as bright as it should be shined on this type of issue. Victims don't always feel supported. And then, you know, overall, they've been told by their partner that there's no help out there, or if you leave, I will find you. So yeah, it is challenging for victims to take that first step to make that call or to seek out some support services. And because, like we were mentioning earlier, isolation is a pretty common dynamic.
Yes. And to not feel shame in reaching out for those services,
exactly,
too. You know, that's another mental aspect of this that I've learned about, that that victims have to overcome, and we want to help them do that. Now, I always love a fundraiser where people can donate money and get something right back, and you're doing a Boston Butt Camp Stew sale. If I understand this correctly, people can buy the Boston Butts or Camp Stew, $10 a quart, the butts are $40, in advance, and then pick them up at East Chase near Kohl's between 11 and 1 on the, is it the 27th? Yes, Saturday the 27th. Yes. So where, what web address can I give people to go to help support the cause?
You can give them the web address, www.oneplacefjc.org. www.oneplacefjc.org.
Okay.
And when they get on the website, they can click on the events tab at the top of the page, and
events,
it will take them directly to the site where, through Eventbrite, that they can get their tickets.
I want you to know, I'm going to be one of the first people to buy a butt and some camps too. This
well,
is,
we really appreciate it.
This is important stuff, and above and beyond, you're joining us here this afternoon. We intend to give this all the support we can. And then everything will be ready. It'll be easy drive-up pickup on the 27th.
Yes. Yes, yes. And we would like for your listeners to know that with this fundraiser, we're trying to raise $5,000. And so if you all could help us in this effort, it's for a worthy cause. You can also, in addition to buy Boston Butt or Camp Stew, you can elect to buy a ticket and donate it to a first responder, or simply don't make a donation. And so if so you have those options as well.
Oh, that's
but whatever
cool.
you can, yes. So whatever you can do to help us in trying to provide more services and care to domestic violence and sexual assault victims, we encourage you to do so.
We're going to do everything we can to help you. We want to hit not only help you meet that goal, but exceed it if we can.
Thank you so much.
You are so, so welcome. Go online. We want to make sure that they all sell, and we don't want you to miss out. So
I'm going to get that information out on social media this afternoon, and then I'll promote it tomorrow morning. And let us know how it's going. Feel free to stay in touch with us, okay?
We appreciate it.
And I want to just let you know, the food is going to be catered. The food is being catered by the King's Table Catering.
Yes.
And so, yes, so they're doing the butts and the Camp Stew for us.
Yes, and they, I am sorry, I neglected to give them credit for being participants in this. Yes, the King's Table Catering in Montgomery doing some heavy lifting with this fundraiser. And we appreciate the work that both of you do. It can't be easy, but hopefully people through your efforts, find peace and a new life at the end, you know, after the help that you provide them. And we're very grateful for that. Thank you both for joining us this afternoon.
You are very
welcome.
Thank
you for having us.
Thank
you.
Take care.
Bye.
So I will get the web address on my page ASAP for that. And how cool that you can buy a butt and designate it for a first responder, which is neat. 451. I know somebody who's married to a first responder.
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah. And we hope to talk to Jacqueline a little bit later, but this is kind of a pertinent follow-up to what we were just discussing with Marjorie, and that is relationship stress through the pandemic, through lockdowns, and all kinds of lifestyle changes. It's been a really rough year, and not every relationship has weathered these challenges as well as you would like. When you find yourself in a situation, if it's pushed you to the point where you're contemplating a relationship change or divorce, reach out to Delkin Tomlinson. They specialize in representing men. However, I know they've had many female clients because everybody wants competent advocacy. People who know the law, people who can tell them, you got to give them the truth. You got to let them know everything about your situation so they can give you the feedback that's going to help you navigate it. Sometimes just in providing that part of their service, they save a relationship because you're so close to it. You're so living it that you can't see the forest through the trees. They will help you do that because one thing you can depend on them is they will always be upfront and honest with you. And sometimes that hurts, but it's exactly what you need in those circumstances. And you got to have that sensation that you have people in your corner who are fighting on your behalf. For a consultation, call 819-4810. If you've been enduring financial stresses, they can refer you to Amy Hampton, a bankruptcy attorney who can put an end to the phone calls and that part of the situation. Sometimes working on that helps the other part. Also, they handle matters of family law, wills, and so forth. Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, 819-4810, or Divorce for Men, Alabama.com.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 4:53, let's check traffic.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are light to moderate all around the boulevard. We've got congestion East South Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard. Really busy on the Atlanta Highway outbound, I-65 and 85, busy through downtown Montgomery. No accidents anywhere in the area right now. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three-County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February Sweetheart of a Deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry superior benefits. We're family friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Flora's director doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Georgia Flora's Direct, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, a flooring destination since 1969. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Flora's Direct.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
It's February 18th, the greatest day ever. On the 18th of February, 1885, Mark Twain published his famous novel, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. It was Mark Twain's second best-selling book